This is Louis J. Buckley, conductor of the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, welcoming you to this podcast preview of our upcoming concert on Sunday afternoon, March 6th at 2 o'clock. The program will take place in Lexington, Massachusetts at the National Heritage Museum, 33 Merritt Road. We're calling this concert Major Wind Works because virtually everything in the program is an important 20th century work for the wind band. The composers range from Vaughan Williams to Gandolfi, from the early part of the century to near the end, and every piece is a staple in the wind repertoire. In addition to all these well-established pieces, we will also bring you a world premiere of a brand new work. And best of all, a guest conducting appearance by one of the giants in the world of wind bands, Frank Battisti, conductor emeritus of the New England Conservatory Wind Ensemble. Finally, we are delighted to welcome some 30 young people, students of members of the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, to perform several pieces with us. These talented young people somehow manage to mesh seamlessly with the MWS's veteran performers. Rehearsals have gone beautifully. As you may know, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary season this year, and one of the ways we are doing so is through a fanfare composition contest. We received over 40 entries from around the world, and we picked the top three to open each of our indoor concerts this year. This concert will open with the first runner-up, Kevin Wilt's Fanfare for Winds. It is an exciting up-tempo dash, and after you hear it, you will find yourself wondering, can the winner really be better than this one? Mr. Wilt will be with us for the concert, so you'll get to say hello to him. And by the way, if you'd like to hear the winning fanfare, don't miss our Gala 40th Anniversary Celebration Concert on May 15th. If you were with us last season for Steve Reinecke's rollicking setting of the classic Casey at the Bat, you will certainly want to hear his rich, tonally luxurious Sedona, inspired by the beautiful countryside surrounding that famed Arizona resort city. Aaron Copland, often referred to as the Dean of American Composers, arranged the center section of his famed Appalachian Spring for concert band under the title Variations on a Shaker Melody. The melody is Simple Gifts, and Copland's touch is as sure in this wind version as it was in the original ballet music. Robert Russell Bennett is often credited with having invented, quote-unquote, the Broadway sound. Through his superb orchestrations of Broadway shows, he single-handedly created the sound of the pit orchestra of the golden age of Broadway. He also wrote two of the most often performed band works of the 20th century, symphonic songs and the work you'll hear in this concert, Suite of Old American Dances. In it, Bennett takes a fond look back to an earlier era, bringing us a cakewalk, a schottische, a Western one-step, and a rag. The first half of the concert will end with a major work from the early 1990s, Eric Whitaker's Ghost Train Triptych. This is a fascinating work, one Whitaker began as an undergraduate student at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Whitaker, a member of the UNLV chorus, happened through the auditorium one day when the university's noted wind ensemble was rehearsing. Having never heard a wind band of such high caliber before, he was completely taken by the power of the music. He listened to the entire rehearsal and many more, and he immediately began writing a piece for that organization, the first of many, as it turns out. A terrific piece by any standard, the triptych is even more remarkable given Whitaker's young age when he wrote it. While it gives us some traditional train sounds, it also uses the contemporary harmonic vocabulary of its time. It's technically challenging for players and conductor alike. Come to the pre-concert lecture to hear how the conductor of this piece has to gear up and down as the train starts up and later slows to a halt. Frank Battisti is legendary in the world of wind music. He is considered one of the most knowledgeable wind scholars on earth, as well as one of our finest conductors. He has a long history with the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, and he was my conducting teacher when I first became director of the Coast Guard Band. We are thrilled that he's agreed to help us celebrate our 40th anniversary season as a guest conductor. Maestro Battisti has chosen three works by the great British composer Ralph Vaughan Williams. His rehearsals with us were a joy and a privilege to be part of, and you will love his musicianship as much as we do. Vaughan Williams was one of the earliest established composers to turn his hand to the concert band. Battisti will bring you two of these original works, his short Flourishes for Wind Band and the masterwork Toccata Martiale, which you are hearing now, plus one transcription, Walter Bieler's arrangement of Vaughan Williams' beautiful Rosa Medra. You may want to bring a rose to hold between your teeth for our closing work, Michael Gandolfi's masterful and exciting Vientos y Tangos, Winds and Tangos. This was a natural piece to program for this concert for several reasons. The Metropolitan Wind Symphony participated in the commissioning consortium that brought this piece into being. Gandolfi is a friend of Mr. Battisti's from the New England Conservatory faculty, and Vientos was dedicated to Frank Battisti in celebration of his 70th birthday. Gandolfi says that Battisti specifically requested that he write a tango for wind ensemble, so he immersed himself in several different tango styles, and the result was this frenetic, exciting set of variations on a tango theme. It is my personal favorite piece on the concert, and I assure you, you won't want to miss it. Thank you. As usual, I'll give a pre-concert talk at 1:30, giving you the inside scoop on the music, including that whole gearing up and down thing from Ghost Train. And I'll suggest some things for you to listen for throughout the program. Again, this concert will be on Sunday afternoon, March 6th, at 2 o'clock in Lexington, Massachusetts, at the National Heritage Museum, 33 Merritt Road. Tickets are $18 for adults, $14 for seniors and students over 18, and $6 for young people from 5 to 18. We invite you to learn more about the Metropolitan Wind Symphony by visiting our website at www.mws-boston.org. Thank you for listening. I hope we'll see you at the concert.